Mi'ilah Perek Gimel Mishnah Vov. The Mishnah breaks down different types of Mi'ilah over here. We really started discussing this in the last Mishnah into different categories, three categories. Koloroi l'mizbeach v'loi l'bedek habayis. There are things in the Mikdash that have Kedushas Haguf, the Roi v'akrov al gabei ha-mizbeach, v'loi l'bedek habayis. They're not Roi for any positive Shimush of bedek habayis. Things that are hukra, that are hukdash to Beis HaMikdash, and they're roi lakrova, have to be used lakrova. If somebody's magdash or behemoth tmima, it has to be used for akrova. It can't be used stam as property of hegdash. Soilis, yayin, levoina, all these cases we're going through, because all these could be niskadish, bekdush, zagov. Or you'll have a case where lebedek habayis veloy lemizbeach, which means that it's something that physically could be used for the upkeep of the mikdash, but it's not part of the karbonis. The mashal zov, kesef, the avonim that have to be used for the choshen and so on, those are considered bedek habayis. They don't have kedusha saguf. What happens if you have something that can't be used not as a karbon? Loy lemizbeach v'loy lebedek habayis. What's that? The mefarshim give the case what we had before. Cholav u'gvina. They're not part of a korban. They don't have kedushas haguf. They can't be used in any way for bedek habayis. The halacha is moel and boy, because it's still shayich legavoy. It's still shayich to hegdish. Keitzad. Hegdish bor molei mayim. Person's magdish a bor that's molei mayim. The bor, person was magdish a valuable pit in his backyard. The bor itself is valuable because it provides lime and other building materials. The mayim besoicha can't be used in any productive way as part of the avodah. Let's say mayim you have in the base of English, but nischa mayim, that has to be mayim chayim. Has to be from water that's flowing, not water that gathers together in a bor. The mayim that was used, mufashim say, let's say, to wash off the kerev ukrayim shel hakorbonos, that also was water that came from the hamas hamayim that was averis in Azara. They don't use stam water that was brought, irrigated water from a hole. So Mela, the bar melamayim, neither one. It can't be used not for bedek habayis and not for karbonos. Ashpa melei zevel, it's a valuable commodity, fertilizer from glolei behemis, but certainly can't be used in any form in the avoid. It doesn't have kedush saguf, so it's loy mizevel, loy mizeh. Shevech melei yoinim. We're talking over here about yoinim that are not roi lakrova. So what is it? It's property. It can't be used in any productive way in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's owned by the Mikdash. Ilon mole peiro is a fruit tree. Fruit can't be brought on Mizbeah. One makar to that is in Beshum Ponim Va'ifin, because of Lois Aktivim Menu, Yishal Hashem, on Pasuk says, Chichol Sor V'chol Devash. Anything that's sweet, peiros, can't be a hugdash. But it's not, which carbon would it be? Can't bring arbitrary offerings or whatever you want. Sodem meleo asovim. Stam a field. Moilin behem. Bemasha besoichem. All these things have meilu. Now the Pasha says it all belongs to Hegdish. The bor with the mayim in it. The shoivach with the yoinim. The field with the grass. There is one din that's learned down in the Gemara that meilu can't be from a field. Why? Because Mi'ilah is only a metaltalin. So it can be nene from the building material that's of the pit or the water that's inside the ground. He can be nene from the grass that's cut. He can't be nene. He can't be moil by being nene from the ground. There's only Mi'ilah by metaltalin, not by Hegdash Exezakosu. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. Avol Mi'ilah Bor Vachakim Smalamayim. He was Magdash the Bor, and then water falls in. So what happens, let's say Yankel owns a water pit in his backyard and rains and water falls in. Yankel owns the water. Nobody's allowed to sneak into his backyard and steal the water. Over here also, it should be Mois of Hegdish. It should be the property of Hegdish, and there should be Mi'ilah. Ashpa Vachakim Smalazevel, same idea. There's a place where animals are there. And Lamaisis and the smaller zevels, it's valuable fertilizer. Shoivach, a bird coop, vachach, the smaller yoinim, the yoinim are nikne to the owner of the shoivach. They come from Hefker and they land there, they roost there, they're considered property of the owner of the shoivach. Ilon, vachach, the smaller pears, same idea. The fruit grow after the ilon. All these things are natural sequences where something that was niskadish now produced. And based on regular halachas of cheshem mishpat, of property rights, it should belong to the owner of said tovar that was hugdash. Sodev achaknus malasovim, same idea. Moilin behem ve moilin mamash mesechim divrib Yehuda. There's a chiddush over here. That things that are tzuka kumen, that only come in with natural means into something that belongs to Heglish, there's no mi'ilo in the produce. Reb Yosi oimetz, Reb Yosi, it's Reb Shimon, it's not clear what the gears is. Hamagdish sode vi'ilon moilin behem. He says that in this case, where it's ilon v'nismal amayim, bar v'nismal amayim, and so on, the halacha is, there is proper mi'ilo, ubigduleim, and that which grows from the apples, from the grass, that which is produced by the water of Nenshein Gidulei Hegdish. It belongs to Hegdish. So Mela, it has Kedusha, even Legabi Mi'ilo. Now, the Mishnah does not explain what the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda holds, why is there no Mi'ilo. So here we have a famous Machlokes between Rishonim, because it's a Sugya in Bava Basra. The Sugya is in Bava Basra, Tafayin Tes, and over there the Rashbam says that the thing is that normally a person would own the mayim that fell into his bar because he's kind of with king Yechotzim. And the reason why it doesn't work over here is because Hegdish is not a regular financial entity. So it doesn't have a mokoim where that mokoim means it's shaykh to Hegdish. The way Hegdish is chal, and the way something's owned by Hegdish is when it's mom and Hegdish because it's hukdash bepeh. The regular gedorim of bailus, of something owned because it's produced by, it fell into, Hegdish is not a physical and geographical entity. That's one mahalach. The other mahalach of the Ramban is a chiddush. The Ramban says that even though the Hegdish is Hegdish, it's owned, but in Hilchis mi'ilo you need kedusha sapeh. That's the way he learns. The chiddush din that's famous based on the Rashbam, which is also a Tosfos, is the famous Chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshim, where he takes this a step further and he says that a shul, which is not privately owned, it's not owned by a kehillah, but it's a Hegdish. So then it doesn't have King Yechotzer. An Aveda that's found, imagine somebody leaves behind an umbrella or a sefer, is not then automatically owned when it's Nisyayish by the Bailim, it's not automatically owned by the Hegdish because of King Yechotzer. And then anybody can take it. That's a famous shmuz in the Poskim Chayshim Mishpat Simereish, which deals with King Yechotzer. And obviously, Reb Shimon or Reb Yosi holds not that way. More than that, the Mishnah stresses a step further that anything that has regular gedorim of ownership that accrues to Hegdish in the regular way, something would accrue to the owner. If I have a chamor, so the vlodis of my chamor belong to me. If I own a field, then the grass that belongs, that grows, the flowers that grow are shaykh to me. If somebody else takes those flowers, he's a gazlan. So he says that everything that comes from the property rights of Hegdish, moilim behem b'gidulem, neshi gidule Hegdish is the same thing as gidule anything else, where there would be gzela, same thing would be true, me'ila of Hegdish. Now the Mishnah moves on to something else, which is a product of what we learned before, that the milk of a behema that's hukdash b'ktusha saguf is a nanim boy. There's an iser hano, but there's no proper meila. It's not kedushas korban. Vlad miuseres, a vlad of a behema that the mother went through the doorway and became a korban and became maisa. Why the Mishnah stresses this type of case? The point is a vlad of a behema that's hegdish. The answer to that is normally the Vlad of Behemoth that's Hegdish has Kedush Sagov. Here we're talking about where the mother was Niskadish by going through the door and became Asiya Kedush, and the Vlad went through, the Vlad is Chulin. So now you have a baby animal, and the natural would be for the mother to feed it. Lo Yinik Min HaMuseres. There's an Isser Hano on the owner allowing his Behemoth, which is Chulin, the Vlad, to drink from its mother, which now has a dinam kedush zagof. V'acherim misnadvim kein. That means the Rav brings, the word misnadvim is a little bit interesting, is that, let's say Ruvain had his cheshm ramayse behem, the tenth one went through, and he didn't realize it has a vlad, so now what's he supposed to do, let a vlad die? So now Shimon should learn from his story. Shimon could create Maisa Behema and he's magdish the tenth behema, b'tnai that it doesn't have kedusha legabi the milk, and he can do that. That's what it means. Misnadvim came. The Rav brings this pshat b'shem Rabbi Yisum, and he's megamgem. He says, because the lashon lecher misnadvim is doesn't mean masnim. The way to write what we just explained, v'achen masnim came, which is a chiddush unto itself. How can you make such a tnai? You can make a tnai in a hegdish that's chal on ma'aseh behema. It's interesting. But that's the way he learns. So the Rav himself learns that Pasha Tzar Balechayim, there were those that would take care of the Vlad. They had Rachmanis on a poor sheep that was left without a mother to feed it. Doesn't mean more than that. Not a halacha. It's just somebody stepping in. Tzar Balechayim, why does the Mishnah have to say it? Vlad Mugdoshin, lo yinak mina Mugdoshin. A Vlad of Hegdish, that means a Vlad that was no Vlad in the state of Hegdish, does have Kedushin's Karba. Lo yinik mina mugdoshim, v'acher misnad became the same thing, except that over here it's a little bit harder to understand the lo yinik mina mugdoshim, the animal itself has Kedusha. So what you have to say is that a chelik of the Kedusha Zagov is not the milk that sustains the Vlad that has Kedusha Zagov. The Vlad Taka has Kedusha Zagov. But there's still an Isser Hanot taking away from Hegdish. That still remains. The fact that there's a Hegdish Dika Behema drinking from a Hegdish Dika mother is of no relevance. Lamaisa, the milk is being used to sustain that animal. It's not Miyuchid L'Gavoya. Hapoyalim L'Yechu M'Gregor Shel Hegdish. The Mishnah throws an interesting Zach over here. Poilim have a din, supposing Pashki says it, that they're allowed to eat on the job. The Torah doesn't put a muzzle on a worker. That means a worker who's working not in a grocery store, but somebody's working in a field, has a right to eat on the job based on certain criteria. You can learn all about it in Bar Mitzvah, the Pekah Seichas HaPoilim. But Lamaisa, if the field that he's working in is owned by Hegdish, lo yoichlu migroigris, he's not allowed to eat from the Te'enim that grow Shel Hegdish. V'chein poro, a cow that's threshing. There's a lav in Pashkizetze, l'sachsim shabedisha. You have to allow the cow that's working hard, the bull, the ox that's working hard to eat its full, but not from Hegdish. L'soichal, v'kashine Hegdish. Now let it eat from the vegetables of Hegdish. Normally, what do you have a cow threshing that would belong to Hegdish? We have it threshing vegetables. So if it belongs to Hegdish, Lamaisa, you're not allowed to. That means that because of Yisurim that are in Pashat Kiseitze, both on Poilim and on Poro, not putting in a muzzle on either one of them, we can't be Matir Hano from Hegdish. Mishnah Zayin. Shroshe Ilon Shel Hedyid, Boin B'Shel Hegdish. We're learning about more things that are Loinen and Loimoilim. They don't really have a state of proper Me'ila, but Lamaisa is an Isra Hano. Are the Shroshim of a tree that belonged to a Hedyot. Reuven had a field, and it's right next to a field that Shimon was Magdish to Hegdish. The field on the right belongs to Hegdish, the field on the left belongs to Reuven. So, when there are Shroshim of Reuven's tree that burrow underneath the fence, and they go into the sod of Hegdish, so it has a certain serving Hegdish. What it means to say is over here that there's no Me'ilo because the Shroshim are Shaykh to the owner. The Gemara says over here, and it's really Sugis and Bava Basim and Mufurish and Bav Chovov and other places, is that when a tree extends its roots, you can have trees that the roots travel hundreds of feet. At what point does it cease to be the property of the tree owner? The shear that's in Chazal is 16 amas. 16 amas is still considered an extension of the tree. After that, it's part of the ground. So here we're talking about what's within 16 amas. It's shaykh to the owner. The middle is no milah. Vishal Hegdish. A tree of Hegdish where the roots travel more than 16 amas. It's fakat in the way we just explained. And it's boin b'shel hedyit. Loinanin v'loimoylem. Me'ilu you don't have because either way it's not shaykh to Hegdish. Loinanin because l'maisa. It's a quasi hishtaychus to Hegdish. Me'ilu that would go is a loinanin. Hamayon shehu yoytze mitoich stay Hegdish. There's a spring that comes out of a field, comes out of the ground in a field that belongs to Chulin, and then it goes, makes its way into a field that belongs to Hegdish. Loinenim leimalim. Lamaisa comes from the field of a Hedyot. It's considered Shaykh to Hedyot. It's not Hegdish. Lamaisa, you're not allowed to be Nenim because Lamaisa, it's over here geographically right now. It's in the Rishus of Hegdish, no, don't use it. Yotze chutz l'sodav, it makes its way out of the sodav Hegdish, it meanders through the field of Hegdish, comes from the field of Hegdish, makes its way through the field of Hegdish, nani mimenu. Then there's no issa b'chlal, because right now where you're taking from, where you're drawing water, is outside the field of Hegdish. Hamayim shebekad shel zov, l'nenu v'lemelum. What's this? As you could see in the fourth mishnah, in the fourth parak of Sukkah, Mishnah Tez, there was a process that we're familiar with. It's called Nisuch HaMayim. Nisuch HaMayim was they used to go down to the Mayim Beis HaShlach every night of Chol Moed Sukkot, and they would draw a tremendous amount of Simcha Shafta Mayim Besosa, and that was the Makor of the Simcha's Beis HaShaiva, and they would be Menasich by the Korban Tomid. Instead of Nischei Yayin HaSukkot, Halacha Moshim Sinai, were Menasich Mayim. The kli of choice was a kachel zov. Lamaisa, when Chol Moed Sukkot was Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkot, they couldn't go out because to draw from there, there was no Eruv. So Tzaytzom Mishus Lushus. So therefore, they drew the water on Erev Shabbos, and it should be Nifsal Belino because it's in a kli Hegdish, so they would draw it from a kli with a kli that's not Hegdish, and they would put it in a Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash, and then the next day, they would put it into Tzlech HaShul Zov. So, Hamayim Shebekat Shel Zov L'Nenem L'Moylem. Why? Because it doesn't have Kiddush Saguf yet. It was just drawn L'Soichai. So, Lamais is Issim Derabon. It's not yet Hegdish. Nitnu Batzloiches, if it's put in the Kachal Zov, it's Neskadish Kiddush Saguf because it's Royal L'Nisuch. It's like Yayin V'Shem L'Voyne that's put in the Klisharis. And then the Halach is Moylem Bohem. Arova, the Arova that was used, the branches of Arova that was put on the side of the Mizbech, again, Mishnah Sukkah, they used to take, we're familiar with Arova, okay, we have Arovas in our Dal Minim, and we also have Arovas, Hoshanas we call them, on Hoshana Rabbah. But they had Arovas that there was Zoykif B'tzid Mizbech, it was a part of the ceremony Minik HaNeviim that was done in the Beis HaMikdash every day of Chol Moed Sukkot. So, Loinenin V'loin Moelin. Lamaisa, it's a medes l'mitzvosa, but it's not proper avoido, so it doesn't have kiddush saguf. So therefore loinenim, therefore loimoyelim, but also loinenim because lamaisa it's used in avoido the base mitzvah. Shablazber b'tzadikaymer, nois noyim emenus kenim. The chachomim would take from these branches, belulavim they would use it in their lulavim. Vaistois, they held that you're allowed to use it. Now, does he argue on the meila? No. So Mepharshim explained over here, this is a famous chiddush that's called Mitzvah Slav Lohonis Nitnu. So Reb Lazar Ben Tzodik is just adding an interesante knetch, a historical knetch, that they used out, Chavivis HaMitzvah, they used these arovos as part of their dalad minim. Why? Because they wanted to have the Kiddush HaMitzvah, but that's not called having hano. Anything that's done purely as a mitzvah, the gedorim of this din of mitzvah slav lahonis nitnu are vast, and we're not going to go into it. But over here, certainly the mitzvah is only a maitzim mitzvah. There's no personal hanot. There's no hanot saguf over here in the mitzvah. So that's for sure. We'll say over here mitzvah slav lahonis nitnu, and there's no iser hanot.